Three Sons. Starring Fred MacMurray. And as Uncle Charlie, William Demarest.
Freeways are fine certain times of the day, but during the rush hour, they're just murder. Yeah, same thing happened to me last week.
Boy, Dad sure is blowing the whole scene with that lady.
What lady?
Your substitute teacher. He's telling her how the freeways are murder. Real clever stuff like that.
She's not my substitute teacher anymore. Mrs. Pignatelli came back from busting her knee.
Well, that's not the point, Ernie. Well, the thing is, if you like a girl, you don't talk about how freeways are murder and advertising like he does.
How do you know he likes her?
Have you ever heard him talk on the phone day and night like he does with her?
How could he like her? She's a teacher.
You know, Ernie, sometimes it's a real strain waiting for you to grow up. I wonder if I ought to have a little talk with Dad.
Honey, all I'm saying is that if he keeps talking about lawn fertilizer and plumbing with her when he takes her out, he's not going to get to first base.
As a clinical thought, what is first base?
You know, I've never seen him so interested in a woman.
You're not answering my question. What is first base?
Oh, I don't know. Holding hands, a goodnight kiss. Why ask such a weird question?
Just protecting myself in case we have a daughter.
Oh. Well, number one, I'm sure that Dad likes Barbara Harper. Number two, he's taken her out a lot of times. And number three, somebody better talk to him.
You know, Rob, your father is a grown man. And he's lived a lot longer than you have. And somewhere along the line, he asked your mother to marry him. I don't think he needs any coaching.
Katie, that was years ago. Have you heard him talk to Mrs. Harper on the phone? Yes, they don't worry too much about soil erosion in that part of the country. As a matter of fact, 40% of their problem is lack of rainfall. If he keeps that up, not only won't he get to first base, he'll never make it up to bat.
All I'm saying is quit talking about how they drive on the left side in England and start saying stuff like, she's got swell lips or something.
Swell lips?
I think Barbara's pretty good looking.
Well, so do I, Charlie, but...
Then tell her so. Tell her how you've never seen eyes like hers before and that you nearly black out every time you think about her shoulders.
No. I'll see you later, Charlie.
No, now, wait a minute, Steve. Look, I've sailed from Vancouver to Macau, and I've never heard of a guy winning a girl by saying, we got 3/4-inch pipe in our bathroom. It's impossible.
Dad?
Yes, sir.
Are you going out with Mrs. Harper?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, well, a couple of times, I couldn't help overhearing you talk to her on the phone.
Well, that's all right, Chip. We have no secrets.
Oh, I know that. I mean, where are you going tonight?
Well, we thought we'd go to that little restaurant we like. What did you want, Chip?
I didn't want anything. But what I mean is, if you like somebody, you ought to tell him something, you know, personal once in a while. What I mean is, you've been telling her about those dead spots in the lawn. Now you have to fertilize them with bone meal.
She was having the same trouble with her lawn.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Have a good time, Dad.
Thank you.
Well, did you tell her?
I tried to. He just looked at me. I guess it's easier to ask parents stuff than to tell them anything.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Rob.
You going out?
Yeah, we're just going out to dinner. Well, what brings you over our way?
Oh, well, we ate early, so it was either take a walk or go to sleep on the couch. Dinner, huh?
Yeah, dinner.
Mm. With Barbara?
With Barbara.
Dad, I know this is none of my business, but you like her, don't you?
Yes, I like her.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, when a man... Let me put it another way. Dad, I guess what I'm really trying to say is that, well, maybe now is the time to stop talking about soil erosion. Are you hacked at me for saying all this?
No, of course not. You want me to tell her she has swell lips?
I thought that... Swell lips?
That's one of Charlie's suggestions.
Have a good time, Dad.
Thanks, Rob. Good night.
Good night.
You've been talking to him, too, huh?
You too, I hear.
Yeah, and so is Chip. You know, he just sort of looks at you and lets you fonder on the rocks.
I'm not so sure, Uncle Charlie. If I know Dad, he's doing a lot of thinking about now.
Steve, you wouldn't believe the difference in attitude the minute the children knew that I was in on the trick.
Mr. Douglas, Signora.
Hello, Mama.
So nice to see you again. You want the same booth?
Well, that'll be fine, thanks. I'll have to try to remember some of the tricks the boys played on their teachers. It might put you a little ahead of the game.
I want you to do that.
I bring a menu.
Oh, thank you.
Well, how was your day?
That was fine. Oh, see, I ran into that fellow that just had his car painted. And he said it'd be a good idea if you could get it in the night before.
You like the fortune I tell you the other night?
Oh, yes. It was fine, Mama. Now, let's see.
You remember the love card, say, a trip and a ring? The cards never lie.
What were you saying?
About what?
About having my car painted?
Oh. Well, I was saying that, this fellow said you should get the car into the shop the night before, and that way some early bird wouldn't beat you out.
It's a good idea. I mean, if I decide to have it painted.
Of course, maybe one of those $12 wax jobs would be all you'd need.
Maybe. I mean, all you see is the hood when you're driving.
Yeah, that's right.
They play something romantic.
We have some pie left. I thought the boys might want some.
And besides, you can find out a little more about the romance of the century if you go over there and hang around.
No, really. It's a shame to see that pie go to waste.
You know, you told me not to butt in, and look at you.
Well, I didn't say not to butt in. I told you not to give them advice.
Well, the logic of that completely escapes me.
I won't be gone long.
Hey. You forgot the pie.
Charlie?
Oh, hi. I'm going to kill the next kid that puts half-eaten ice cream cones in the icebox. Did you ever clean out a swamp?
All the time. How's everything over here?
Oh, the usual bumps and bruises.
How's Dad?
Why don't you ask him?
He's here? On a Friday night?
He's in the living room pretending to read a book.
Well, I have something here that will make him very happy he stayed home tonight. Hi.
Oh, hi, Kate.
I brought you some pie.
Oh, wonderful. Apple, eh? Mm-hmm. How are Rob and the boys?
Okay. Little Charlie bumped his head on the corner of the playpen. But they were all three crying at the time, and we couldn't tell which one was hurt until the lump showed up.
Well, he's all right now, huh?
He's fine.
Oh, good.
How's the pie?
Well, I haven't tasted it yet. It looks great.
I made it myself. Well, anyway, I thawed it out. How's Barbara?
Well, she's fine, I suppose.
Oh, don't tell me you two had a spat.
Oh, no, nothing like that. Just that,
Dad, I know I shouldn't say this, but it's Friday night, and you're just sitting here. I'm sorry.
Kate, are you suggesting that I get married?
Well, I only know you're very fond of her. And when she looks at you... Anyway, what's so wrong with marriage? I recommend it highly.
Well, it's a big step for me, Kate. I mean, there's Charlie and the boys to think of. Until last night, I guess the subject was sort of buried in our subconscious.
Well, maybe now's the time to think about it openly.
Well, Katie, I must say that when you thaw out a pie, you do a good job. It's very tasty.
Okay, Dad. I'll drop it. But don't be surprised if I bring it up again tomorrow.
Pretty soon, young lady, you're going to have to stop wearing pajamas and get into pretty, frilly nightgowns.
Susan has to wear nightgowns, too, and her bottom gets cold.
Hello. No, this is 7063. Not at all. Say goodnight, Dodie.
Good night. Mommy, are you going anywhere tonight?
No, I guess not.
Hey, Nate, you can tell Myrtle and me a story.
All right. Why don't you let Myrtle sleep by herself once in a while?
She looks kind of dead off my arm.
Oh.
All right. Good night, Bunkin. I'll be in soon.
Good night, Mommy. Mommy's going to tell us a story. She says neat.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Barbara. You can't expect a man to call every night.
Oh, I don't.
Well, then why do you shoot into the room every time the phone rings?
I don't shoot into the room. Let's change the subject, shall we?
What'd you do, have a fight?
No, it's nothing like that. It's just that... Did I tell you that I'm teaching at the Buchanan Street Elementary School on Monday?
Only three times. Why don't you call him?
Mother, I've lived a long time without Stephen Douglas. You have some kind of a fixation on the subject now.
Hello? No, you're misdialing. You're very welcome. I was wrong, dear. You don't shoot into the room. You catapult.
Goodbye for now.
Where are you going?
Well, I thought I'd go over to the house and use Uncle Charlie's machine.
What's wrong with the machine here at the apartment house?
Half the time you have to wait for other people, and I keep running out of quarters.
Look, honey, I butted in, and then you butted in, and neither one of us accomplished a thing.
No, really?
Now, Katie, I know that sneaky look of yours. Look, let's leave Dad alone. To quote a woman I know, he's a grown man, and he doesn't need anybody to coach him.
Well, Rob, somebody has to butt in and save that relationship.
Well, maybe, but not us.
Why don't you pick up the phone and call him?
My generation doesn't call up men. I had a mother who made a strong point of it.
Yes, but the old fool has changed her mind.
Wouldn't you think they'd give you a little more material to let out of him more than once?
Mm-hmm.
Market with you.
Honey, a teacher's daughter should not say me and Myrtle. Oh, well. We might as well do the shopping now. Come on. We won't be long.
Oh, take your time, dear. I have a program I want to see.
Okay. Come on, love.
Hey, Steve, why don't you go down to the driving range and knock out a couple of buckets of balls so I can get my work done around here?
Oh, it's a little too crowded on Saturday, Charlie.
It was too crowded around here, too.
Hello. Yes, this is Steve Douglas.
Well, this is Barbara Harper's mother, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Vincent.
Barbara isn't here, and I just wondered if she might be over at your place.
Well, no, she's not here.
I'm a little worried about her.
Worried? Well, has she been gone long?
Come to think of it, no. Oh, I'm sure she must be at the market or something.
Well, didn't she say where she was going?
Oh, you must forgive an old woman for making a big problem out of a little one, Mr. Douglas. Now that I think back, I'm sure she said she was going to the market. It's just that I feel so helpless here without a car in case she doesn't get back.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you, Mrs. Vincent, don't you worry. I'll come right over.
Judy! Well, that's Steve's car. Let me do it.
Careful, you're gonna squish Myrtle.
Oh, my. Well, we'll do that. There we go.
Steve!
Oh, hello, Barbara.
What are you doing here?
Well, your mother wasn't sure where you were, so I came on over. Here, let me take that.
She wasn't sure. Dodie, I'd like you to meet Mr. Douglas. Steve, this is my daughter, Dodie.
Well, hello, Dodie.
Hello, mister. This is Myrtle.
Well, I'm very happy to meet you, Myrtle.
I'll just take these groceries. Oh, thank you. Dodie, come along with me.
Did Mother call you?
Yes, and she sounded a little worried, so I came over.
Well, I hope she didn't take you away from anything important.
Oh, no, no. I was just having a cup of coffee with Charlie.
Steve, my mother knew where I was all the time. She was just interfering.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Thank you for coming over.
Barbara.
I baked this cake this morning, Mr. Douglas. I thought you and the boys might enjoy it.
Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you, Mrs. Vincent.
Barbara, Dodie is playing next door, and I'm going to take a nap. Why don't you and Mr. Douglas go for a little ride? It's so nice out.
Mother.
Only to his house to drop off the cake, dear. I understand you have three boys, Mr. Douglas.
Yes, that's right.
Barbara loves boys.
Well, shall we?
Steve, I can't imagine what you think.
I think we ought to take the cake home and feed it to the boys.
Hey, come on. What is this, elephant time?
Hey, there's Danny's with a lady.
Hey, that's Mrs. Harper.
Mrs. Harper? Come on, you guys, get lost.
How come?
Because there's going to be a lot of introductions, and with you guys hanging around, they won't act natural. And I want to see which way the romance crumbles.
Hey, Uncle Charlie, she already knows me. She was my substitute teacher.
Okay, now, come on. Okay, upstairs, upstairs. Come on, up, 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 up. Say, I wanted to ask you before, did you ever have any lady relatives who danced in the Orient?
Well, not that I know of.
Well, that's funny, because you're a dead ringer for a girl who used to be the head belly dancer at Fat Sam's.
Charlie, Barbara's mother baked this cake for us. Where are the boys?
Oh, they got lost somewhere. What are you two gonna do?
Well, we haven't talked about it.
Oh, well, I'd ask you to stay for dinner, only I got a lodge meeting tonight, and the boys are going to eat out, too.
Well, I didn't expect to stay for dinner.
Well, here's what I think you two ought to do. Go to the Italian place for dinner, and then maybe take in a movie, and then drive down to the beach and watch the waves.
Charlie, why don't you take the cake out in the kitchen, huh?
Mm. Oh, and it's no use going over to Robbie and Katie's, because they went fishing somewhere, and the babies are in Glendale. It looks like you're stuck with him.
Of course, you know that whole thing was a pack of lies.
I figured as much.
But, you know, I have an idea. Why don't we go to the Italian restaurant and then maybe take in a movie? And after that, drive down to the beach and watch the waves.
Charlie's right. I'm stuck with you. I like the smell of a pipe. Must come in handy. I mean, if you don't feel like talking, you just draw on your pipe.
Did you enjoy the dinner?
And the beach. And the waves.
Barbara. I was wondering, what did you decide to do about the car?
I decided to have it waxed, like you said.
Dodie, what are you doing out of bed at this hour?
Watching Mommy and Mr. Douglas.
Well, how can you see them from there?
Porch light.
Oh?
Well, Fred is getting a little late.
Steve.
Huh?
This is my mother. She's being subtle again.
No, Barbara, I've been thinking.
Yes?
Well, I've been wrong.
About what?
About the price of the wax job. Now, for a car the size of yours, I think it's going to come
Steve,
to around 14.
If you don't make a move pretty soon, I will.
You will?
I will.